This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 15, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. It now looks as if the sale of the assets of bankrupt Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing will not happen as neatly as Cessna would have preferred. At least four parties have filed court actions to challenge the structure of the buyout deal Cessna created for itself with Columbia Management just before the bankruptcy was filed last month. Cirrus Design, a direct competitor, is now also confirmed to be in the bidding for Columbia. Versa Capital Management has filed a 15-page complaint that claims the terms of the bidding for Columbia do not support a fair process and demanding that the terms of key employees' agreements must be disclosed. The Official Unsecured Creditors Committee has complained in its filing that its members are entitled to recover as much as possible through the sale of the company's assets and is challenging terms which would suppress bidding and depress the ultimate sale price of the debtor's assets. And finally, the Columbia Aircraft Owners Association claims in its filing that the loss in warranty and tech support and resale value for the existing fleet and the replacement cost of undelivered options could top $100 million, making it the biggest Columbia creditor of all. Last weekend's story about EAA Chapter 36's fly-in at Hagerstown, Maryland, and the 12 resulting busts of the temporary flight restriction over the Camp David presidential retreat has taken a new twist. 12 planes entered the restricted area in a period of just 3 hours. Four of them were intercepted by F-16s, and the FAA said the whole mess could have been avoided if the pilots had only checked notices to airmen before they departed, as required by law. Well, now it turns out some of them did. The Federal Times reports Illinois Congressman Jerry Costello found that pilots who called briefers were not told of the TFR because the briefers had lost the notice to airmen. Lockheed Martin had not returned calls from AeroNews by the end of the day on Friday. On Friday, U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters called for a meeting with airlines to discuss flight schedules into and out of New York's JFK Airport. Peters says that during June and July of this year, arrivals at JFK were on time only 59% of the time. New York Senator Charles Schumer, meanwhile, unveiled his plan to fix congested airspace over the region, but says the meeting among airlines should be held without the FAA, which he charges with incompetence. His plan would allow the airlines to meet to work out a plan to reduce congestion, a meeting currently forbidden by antitrust laws. The senator would also open up a large section of airspace off the East Coast, which is now reserved for military training. Schumer has also called for an East Coast Air Czar to coordinate air traffic control operations in the area. The National Transportation Safety Board has released new information regarding the October 7th loss of a Cessna Caravan near Yakima, Washington, with 10 people aboard. Radar data obtained by the board indicates the aircraft made a tight 360-degree turn before losing 1,400 feet in 12 seconds. The aircraft appeared to recover and stayed at 13,000 feet for three radar hits before it entered a rapid descent of 6,800 feet per minute up until the last radar contact at 8,900 feet. Investigators are said to be examining the possibility that the aircraft may have encountered icing conditions. The NTSB states initial data indicates adverse meteorological conditions were in the area of the accident site. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. IFALPA calls on Brazil to drop charges against two American pilots. The day has come for the first A380 delivery. And 2007 may end up a pretty good year for Airbus. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly talk with CFI Bob Miller, we'll talk about one of the tougher items on your pre-flight checklist and about the limitations of satellite radar in the cockpit. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.